America Loves Mimes. Welcome to the America Loves Mimes finale, Ryan Seacrest says, to loud cheers from the Grand Ole Opry crowd. After months of competition, we are down to our two finalists, Listers and Irving Irving. I'll be sitting with the judges and giving you the play-by-play. The rules are the same with each. Each mime in a taped-off five-foot square, separated only by a box of props. Each mime brought in doubles of three props. Listers won the rock, paper, scissors playoff and will begin. Listers in a mime box, number one digs into the prop box and pulls out a lemon. He easily peels it, banana-like, for his opening. He finishes peeling it and bites off chunks, banana style, making yummy wide-mouth mime faces, and finishes off the lemon, tosses the rind over his shoulder. He throws his arm out to the crowd, steps back and does a courtly bow, and slips on the rind like a banana pratfall. He smiles and flips his hands out while lying on his belly. The crowd screams their appreciation. Next up is Irving Irving, who takes the other lemon and tries to banana peel it, but realizes that it's not scored. He quickly changes and pretends to pluck it off a tree, apple-like. Very clever. He breathes on it, shines it on his shirt, holds it up, and then bites into it. He takes a large bite, half the lemon, and as he's chewing, all of a sudden, he can't catch his breath. Listers slaps his knees with laughter and pulls out a bunch of habanero peppers to show the crowd. He points to Irving Irving and covers his mouth, body shaking with laughter. Irving Irving goes into a coughing spasm and is disqualified for making noise. Listers runs around his five-foot square, hands up doing victory laps, while Irving Irving tries to get at him, but mime-like, can't get out of his box. Confetti falls from the ceiling.